for the morning to your pizza. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning. Serious.
I walk the streets, I hear your voices, I put my arm around a pain-filled world, I see your wars, I feel your struggle. I know you wonder if your hopes run out, but you don't need much. No, it doesn't take a lot. Yeah, all you need is a touch. I can work with what you got. Work with what you got. I'm a spark to a fire. I'm a way to a hurricane.
No, I won't fear. No, I won't.
know you're here, so who can bring me down? You never leave, you don't forget me. You're listening, even when I don't make a sound. Oh, 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 heaven knows that I've never been perfect. Oh, 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 there's nothing I can do to deserve it. It's good to be loved by you. It's good to be loved by you. Though my brokenness could seem some days, your mercy's still brand new. It's good to be loved by you. So good to be loved by you. It don't run out, it's never ending. It goes as far as the east is from the west. Oh, 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 no, I never found the words to explain it. Oh, 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 cause there's nothing in the world so amazing. It's good to be loved by you.
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Good morning to all of us Jesus believers, all around this world. And you know what? God is doing a marvelous thing right now. He's bringing all those Jesus believers out the closet. He's bringing Jesus believers out of holes and crevices. He's bringing Jesus believers out of hiding. He's calling forth and bringing forth and exalting Jesus believers who don't have to be ashamed of this gospel, who aren't ashamed of this gospel. And he is making the devil out of the liar that he is. And he's making all of his little liars be put to shame. But you see, if you live in a small, contained little world, you're going to miss it. You're going to miss it. But I guarantee you, I made a vow to God of many, many, many years ago. I'm not going to miss it. I'm going to be right in it when it takes place. What, Erica, what? The manifestation of the power of God again on this earth. the manifestation of the presence of God again. You see, it's not relegated to one or two people. And that's what I could not stand, how the devil had tricked people into thinking the church didn't have any power and there was nothing to this thing called Christianity. Well, an explosion is taking place. An explosion of the dunamis of God. The dunamis power of God. And you see, I told God a long, long time ago, send me. Send me, I'll go. That's how I got to Dalton, Georgia. Following the mandate, following the agreement and the covenant I made with God, send me, I'll go. But I said to God, I don't want to miss it. See, when the Holy Ghost spout is opened and the power comes out, I don't want to miss it. And I know it because I've experienced it myself, for myself. So when God told me on Saturday, I think, Friday, I don't know, the day's running together a little bit. He said, I want you to go down there. And you know what else? And I said, I want you to go down there to Naples, Florida. Because you asked me something. I did. I asked God something. He said, I'm going to show you how it works. I said, okay. You see, I asked God a long time ago. I said, God, every time you've had an awakening in America, around the world for that matter, I said, people just show up. I said, how do they do that? I said, you know, back in the 1700s, 1800s, they didn't have no internet. They didn't have no radio. They didn't have no TV. I said, I need to see that again just for a little confirmation for me, just for me. So he said, I want you to go down there to Naples, Florida, because you sending now. I have you sending. That's so great, great, great. And I wanted to be in that position too with God. I'm talking about with God. He said, you sending people to California. And you know I'm telling you to do it, but you need to be one of the first partakers. I said, oh, okay. So I told Brother Joe, I told Jose, I said, look, yeah. And they hadn't even unpacked, really, me either. I said, we're going to Naples, Florida. I said, it's about 700 miles from here. I said, but Brother Joe, you know, we done ministered in that terrain down there a lot. So it's not a problem for us to go to Florida. We right here on I-75. All we had to do was get on I-75 and don't get off till we were in Naples, Florida. So when God tells you to go, and what I'm trying to help you all become is, you know, I play these songs for a reason. Not because, I mean, I like them and I like music, but there's a reason. And I want to play this song for you. And the song is by Jason Crabb. I know you know who he is. But listen to this. Listen to the words.
I've been waiting for the right time. Whoa, I won't wait any longer. In my heart, I'm already there. Get to telling them you can move a million down every day. Oh, the time is now. I'm giving it all to my last breath. I'll answer the call when you say go.
Me. That's what I told God a long time ago. You see, brothers and sisters, when you come to God, you surrender to God. There's no retirement. There's no, and if you think that sitting back and feeling retired or something feels better than serving God, I challenge you. I challenge you to do what God tell you to do and see how good you feel. Do what God tell you to do and watch every pain lift up off of you and all kind of torment and other stuff that the devil is trying to put on you. You don't need it. Nobody needs it. Okay? Sitting in the car riding, I've had a chance to read about 9 books. Even when, see, God blesses you, and it's in the going, it's in the doing. Now, we know salvation is not by works, right? But the Bible says faith without works is dead, being alone. And I want you to take some time. I want you to go on the internet and find the message. I think only one person posted it. Mario Murillo said that having that meeting in Naples was out of his character. It was out of his way of doing things. But the preacher came to him, just like Paul said, Macedonia. He received a Macedonia call, and he answered it. And there were hundreds of people responding to the call of salvation. Hundreds. And God had given us a whole kind of different strategy on this one. That was a long way for me. A total of 1,400 miles on top of 4,000 when we took the rental truck back. 4,700 plus, almost 4,800 to Tucson. And now, when we took this rental car back, 1,400 and almost 1,500 miles. Brothers and sisters, I am literally 72 years old now. I'll be 72 in a couple of days. I'm 71, but I'm closer to 72. If God can put me back in service at 72, what about those of you that you're younger than me? And I'm talking to those of you on here that are closer to 100. if you can get to grasp eternity, you will get busy for God. And let me tell you, as I was writing, I got the name of my book from God. I got the order to put it in. I got everything that's going to put it in it, everything to put in it that he's going to work through. You got to see yourself, even right now, see yourself doing what it is you want to do for God. See yourself doing it. Can you do that? Because God want to make you bulletproof in it. And he want to give you freedom in it. He want to save, heal, and deliver you in it, not outside of it. Can you see yourself? Try. Look through your spiritual eyes. Close your eyes. And look through your spiritual sight and see yourself doing whatever it is you're supposed to be doing. Remember the last thing I had you do, that goal? And I told you, you've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. See yourself doing it. I wanted to see this anointing. I'm right here. I got the North Georgia Revival. But you see, I'm not dedicated to a man or a woman. I'm dedicated to Jesus. And when Jesus is manifesting his glory and he sends me, I know I better go. It's not about a person. It ain't about me. It ain't about you. It's about Jesus. It's about fulfilling the will of God for your own life in Christ. So this is the message God gave me from this. Can you see yourself doing it? Because if you can't see yourself doing it, you'll never do it. If you can't see yourself doing it, it'll never happen. It could be just a pipe dream, something you manifest in your mind, but it ain't going to never happen because you're not committed. You're not committed. Your spirit, soul, and body is not on one accord in it. If it's not, it ain't going to happen. I don't care who you're chasing after. You're supposed to be chasing after God. And God gives us all these different people as examples. Today, now, here on earth. So this is what God gave me this morning. Jeremiah 1 and 19. This is what God gave me. Post it, please. Jeremiah 1 and 19. And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee. Our Father, God wanted me to clearly understand this, that our Father in heaven has put hundreds of blessings into us and hundreds of blessings upon us. Hundreds and hundreds. And they're all in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Right now, we are rich in his blessings. But the Holy Ghost say, too often, we're living as if we're poor, desperate, upset, and deprived. He says, we don't even seem to realize all the privileges that we have, and we don't seem to realize what our greatest blessings are. He said, you don't even realize. Put it in the... And then he says, some people say it and don't know the meaning of it. Put this in the chat room, 8 people. Highly favored. Highly favored. That's what the angel called Mary. When the angel announced that Mary was going to become the mother of Jesus, I bet you the Holy Spirit said, when the angel told Mary that she was highly favored, that wasn't the whole story of how Mary felt. The Holy Ghost said, having a baby means joy, but it also means disruption and pain. And for Mary, without a husband, there was shame too. Yet, she was favored. Favored, amazingly favored, as no one else has ever been. The Holy Spirit says, God's favor surprises us. God's favor is surer than we imagine. It's better than we can imagine, but it's also harder than a lot of these people who think they're entitled want to contend for. I'm going to read something to you. I'm going to read Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 80 from the Authorized King James Version, 1611. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Verse 29. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me, excuse me, according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste, into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias, and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass, when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, and she began to prophesy. She spake out a loud voice and said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, this is what Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, for he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He has showed strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has opened his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. And Mary abode with her about 3 months and returned to her own house. Now Elizabeth's full time came that she should be delivered, that she should be delivered, that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. And her neighbors and her cousins heard how the Lord had showed great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. And it came to pass that on the 8th day they came to circumcise the child, and they called him Zacharias after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, not so, but he shall be called John. And they said unto her, there is none of thy kindred that is called by this name. And they made signs to his father how he would have him called. And he asked for a writing table and wrote, saying, his name is John. And they marveled all. And his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spake and praised God. And fear came on all that dwelt round about them. And all these sayings were noised abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea. And all they that heard them laid them upon their hearts, saying, what manner of child shall this be? And the hand of the Lord was with him, and with his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he sware to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us, that we being delivered out of the hand of our enemies might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And thou, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high has visited us to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit and was in the deserts till the day of his showing unto Israel. Brothers and sisters, from the beginning to the end, from the beginning of the Bible to the end, the Bible speaks about people who belong to God. It even talks about God belonging to us. The Bible says, you will be my people, and I will be your God. Jeremiah 11:4, which I commanded your fathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt from the iron furnace, saying, obey my voice and do them according to all which I command you. So shall ye be my people, and I will be your God. Listen to me this morning. When you are in Jesus Christ, you have the favor of God. The favor of God we have right now is more wonderful than we can imagine. In Jesus, we don't have to look for favor. In Jesus, it is guaranteed for you and I. Jesus secures our lives. God secures our lives with his favor. You see, because you belong to him in a deep commitment called a covenant, God is in fact our God, and we are his very own people, precious to him, with the right, with the inherited right to call on his help, however hard things may seem to be, however hard they may be. God, through Jesus, by the power of his own Holy Spirit, is saying to you this morning and me this morning, I will take care of you. I said, God is saying to us this morning, I will take care of you. God is saying to you this morning, to your situation, to your circumstance, you are highly favored, and I will take care of you. Jeremiah 1:19, and they shall fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you. For I am with you, saith the Lord, to deliver you. You will be my people, and I will be your God. This is the interconnection with you and God our Father throughout the whole Bible. The Bible is leading you and I, teaching us how to understand and how to enjoy the rights and the privileges of us who belong to God in deep commitment through covenant with Jesus. Thank you, God. Right now, you are being taught by the Holy Spirit how to live and how to work for God through Jesus by the power of God's own Holy Spirit working through you in this world. In the Bible, the Word of God, we have the story of God. We have the story of His world. We have the story of His people. And we have the story of you. You who have the favor of God upon your life. You don't have to look for it. The favor of God is guaranteed for us. God has secured our lives with His favor through a deep commitment called a covenant. So I want to tell you this morning, you are highly favored. You are God's highly favored. You have the favor of God abiding upon your life right now. Walk in it. Live in it. Abide in it. Utilize it. You, highly favored of God.
This is what freedom feels like. This is what freedom feels like. This is what freedom feels like.
What does it feel like?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tuesday.
Hey!
Then I woke up to the summer shining through. Calling on my friends, asking what's the move. Feeling a little different, I'm on something new. Tuesday. I ain't gonna let no clouds get in my way. The only road I'm walking is the one I face. Catch me sitting in the sun, no top of shade. Today, today. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. I got the feeling that you get when you get new kicks. Bell ringing on the last day of singing, yeah. High fiving everybody, but we out here. Too late, too late. So fast, life comes and goes. Make it last, best slow your own. They don't think it, there's a choice, but you gotta know that today's the day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I ain't gonna let it slip away. Nah, I'm gonna be joyful. I'm gonna be joyful. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm gonna be joyful. Today, today. Said I woke up to the summer shining through. Calling on my friends, asking what's the move. Feeling a little different, I'm on something new. Today, today. I ain't gonna let no clouds get in my way. The only road I'm walking is the one I see. Catch me sitting in the sun, no top of shade. Today, today. Ooh. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm gonna be joyful. Today. I'm gonna be joyful. Ooh. I'm gonna be joyful. I got the feeling that you get when you get new kicks. Bell ringing on the last day of singing, yeah. High-fiving everybody, but we out of here. Today, today. So fast, life comes and goes. Make it last, best slow your own. They don't think it, there's a choice, but you gotta know that today's the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I ain't gonna let it slip away, nah. I'm gonna be joyful.
Maybe you not like me. Maybe we don't agree. Maybe that doesn't mean we gotta be enemies. Maybe we just get brave, take a big leap of faith, call a truce so me and you can find a better way. Let's take some time, open our eyes, look and listen. Yeah. We're gonna find we're more alike than we are different. I'm turning the TV down, drowning their voices out, cause I believe that you and me can find some common ground. See, maybe I'm not like you, but I walk a mile in your shoes. If it means I might see the world the way you do. Let's take some time, open our eyes, look and listen. We're gonna find we're more alike than we are different. What would Jesus do? He would love first. He would love first. What would Jesus do? He would love first. Yeah, he would love first. So we should love first. Watch the kindness, the revolutionary.
You know what? Some of you might need to repent. Those of you that thought you knew God so well and that you knew what God was doing every moment, every set, you need to repent. That ain't God. You don't know him that well. You're just getting to know him. You can't, if you say, oh, God, do this or God, you better repent. God is watching you. It's a new day. It really is a new day. God is showing himself to be Jesus. God. You don't know him that well. You're just learning him. Get that. Get that. Watch your mouth. What you say. Watch what comes out your mouth. And for all you controllers out there, I got a message for you. You'll never control God. So why don't you just surrender, get in line, obey God, because you'll never, ever, 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 ever control God. It ain't going to happen. And that means you ain't going to control God's people. Repent right now. Make this thing right. Wow.
Thank you, better, better, better.
Highly favored. Highly favored. Highly favored.
A restless generation, we're turning over every stone, hoping to find salvation in a world that's left us cold. Can we get back to the altar, back to the arms of our first love? There's only one way to the Father, and he's calling out to us. To the captive, it looks like freedom. To the old man, it feels like home. To the skeptic, it might sound crazy to believe in a God who loves. In a world where our hearts are breaking, and we're lost in the mess we made, like a blinding light in the dead of night, it's the gospel that makes the way. It's the cure for our condition. It's the good news for us all. It's greater than religion. It's the power of the cross. So can we get back to the altar, back to the arms of our first love? There's only one way to the Father, and he's calling out to us. To the galley, it looks like freedom. To the open, it feels like home. To the skeptic, it must sound crazy to believe in a God who loves. In a world where our hearts are breaking, and we're lost in the mess we made, like a blind man in the middle of the night. The gospel, the gospel that makes a way.
The amazing news of the gospel is not that we can receive Jesus into our lives, but that he's already received us into his.
In my own life, it means forgiveness when I know I deserve the fall. It called me out of my darkness and carried me to the cross. In a moment, my eyes were open. In that moment, my heart was changed. Like a blinding light in the dead of night. It's the gospel. Oh, it's the captive. Like freedom to the old man, it feels like home. Yeah, it just kept taking myself crazy to believe in a God who loves. In a world where our hearts are breaking, and we're lost in the mess we've made, like a blinding light in the dead of night, the gospel that makes a way. The gospel that makes a way.
The gospel. Jesus lived. Jesus died. Jesus rose from the grave, and Jesus is coming again. The gospel.
A restless generation, we're turning over every stone, hoping to find salvation in a world that's left us cold. Can we get back to the altar, back to the arms of our first love? of our condition. It's the good news for us all. It's greater than religion. It's the power of the cross. So can we get back to the altar? Back to the arms of our first love. There's only one way to the Father, and he's calling out to us. To the galley, it looks like freedom. To the open, it feels like home. To the skeptic, it must sound crazy. To believe in a God who loves. In a world where forgiveness when I know I deserve the fall. It called me out of my darkness and carried me to the cross. In a moment, my eyes were open. In that moment, my heart was changed. Like a blinding light in the dead of night, it was God's fault. Oh, to the captive, it looks like freedom. To the open, it feels like home. In a world where our hearts are breaking, and we're lost in the mess we've made. Like a blinded light in the dead of night. The gospel that makes the way. Gospel that makes a way.